Before a company can benefit from advertising methods like product placement, it must first settle on what may be the most important aspect of building a brand. Roman Mars of the podcast 99% Invisible reports on the tricky business of naming a business.
This is Blueprint. I'm Roman Mars. No. This is An Ear for Design. I'm Roman Mars. Ugh. This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Now that's nice.
The name is important.
It's the first thing, the tip of the spear, with any product you use or buy or see.
And you're bombarded by thousands of names every day.
The name of this producer is Avery Truffleman.
And naming companies, as in companies that name things, are responsible for many of the proper nouns that you remember.
Naming is just this weird little area, and really, there's so few naming companies. There's like 20.
And Laurel founded one of them.
My name is Laurel Sutton. I'm one of the co-founders of Catchword. We're a naming firm here in the Bay Area.
She and her team have worked on everything. A line of yogurts for Chobani, the Palm Prix, Gap's customer rewards program. They have named, as they put it, everything except a car.
You might think, hey, I named my dog or my kids or my band or my blog. It's not too hard. But there are a number of things to consider when designing a name.
Naming companies don't just make up names. They also check what names are available for URLs and for trademarks, and they see which names mean bad things in other languages.
But more than anything else, Laurel and her team at Catchword just produce a ton of names.
Over 2,000 names per client.
And they come up with names across the naming spectrum.
Okay, so we always draw a spectrum. Because we're talking about language, it's always a spectrum.
So at one end of the spectrum, you have descriptive names.
And those are names that absolutely just describe what the thing is. Classic example, Raisin Bran.
Benefits of descriptive names. They are self-explanatory.
That's what that stuff is, right? It's a box, it's bran, and it has raisins in it. Shredded wheat. That's what that is. It's wheat and it's been shredded.
Drawbacks to descriptive names? They are hard to own.
Normally, you can't trademark names like this. In fact, Raisin Bran and Shredded Wheat are not trademarks. Anybody can have a cereal and call it Raisin Bran or Shredded Wheat.
So a lot of descriptive names tend to get modified.
International Business Machines, pretty darn descriptive. Over time, they've condensed that to IBM.
The other big drawback is that descriptive names can be limiting.
If you remember, there were companies called things like e-stamps. Right? If you ever want to do anything but sell electronic stamps, you're screwed.
On the other end of the spectrum, you've got so-called arbitrary names.
Apple is a great example of that. It doesn't tell you anything about what they do.
Which allows for flexibility.
They used to just make computers. Now they do media. They could do anything under that. I mean, they could make cars.
The benefits of arbitrary names. They're easy to trademark, easy to get the domain name for, and usually good in languages around the world.
Drawback, they are hard to market.
You have to explain them to people. You know, you got to put a lot of money behind these kinds of names to tell people what they mean.
Remember when the iPad was about to come out? Everyone thought it was the silliest name. You heard all kinds of sanitary napkin jokes. But now, through sheer force of will and advertising dollars, you don't think twice about it.
Arbitrary names can also just be completely made up.
Like Kodak has absolutely no meaning. They only chose it because that great hard K sound is very acoustically relevant. That is, it really cuts through. We tend to say that things that start with that hard K sound are strong.
Right. Okay. So you've got descriptive on one end of the spectrum and arbitrary on the other. And most names fall somewhere in between the two. And Laurel calls all these names in the middle suggestive names.
They're not exactly arbitrary and they're not exactly descriptive, like Microsoft.
Microsoft software for microcomputers, right? It kind of says what it does, but not really, because it's those two words that are smushed together like that.
And you wouldn't think it, but suggestive names are really difficult to create.
Because you want them to have meaning. A lot of them are taken.
Taken for domain names and trademarks. But okay, let's be honest. Money talks.
The long and short of it is this.
If you've got enough money, basically the name could be anything.
That's Roman Mars and 99% Invisible.